The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, September 18th. What to know about early voting today? Some states are opening up polling places now. And what the FBI director had to say about election interference. Also updates about a new plan for TikTok and another company who was apparently signed on. Plus what to expect from the Emmys this weekend and a reality show that will take someone to space. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, Americans will start officially casting their votes for president at in-person polling places. We're still 46 days away from the general election, but today and tomorrow, early voting kicks off at in-person polling places in seven states: South Dakota, Minnesota, Michigan, New Jersey, Vermont, Virginia, and Wyoming. So with that, President Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, are starting to focus their campaigns on those seven states. Trump rallied in Wisconsin yesterday, while Biden was answering questions at a CNN town hall near Scranton, Pennsylvania. Today, both candidates plan to hold events in Minnesota. Of course, a lot of states have also started sending out mail-in ballots, and nine states plus Washington, D.C. are sending those to everyone. But in most places, if you plan on voting by mail, you have to request a mail-in ballot ahead of time. Rules vary by state, and remember, many states made changes to the rules this year because of the pandemic. So if you want to know more about what your state requires, we put a link in today's show notes. A top American intelligence official is once again raising concerns about Russia's meddling in a U.S. presidential election. We're talking about the FBI director, Christopher Wray. He testified before the House Homeland Security Committee yesterday. He says the FBI has seen very active efforts to influence the 2020 election and that the Russians' primary goal is to hurt Joe Biden. But Wray said it doesn't seem like they've actually targeted election infrastructure so far like they did back in 2016. Instead, as we've heard before, they're apparently focused on spreading misinformation on Facebook and Twitter and working to divide the American people to make them doubt democracy. Wray said Russia has the most sophisticated efforts to influence American voters compared to other countries. But President Trump was not happy Wray did not mention China. He responded on Twitter calling China a greater threat. Remember, unlike Russia, China wants Trump to lose, and China has caused concern. Earlier this year, intelligence officials found China tried to hack emails. President Trump also criticized Wray for his comments about Antifa. Trump has called Antifa a terror group, and Attorney General William Barr has also suggested Antifa is a group that has flown members to various cities to incite violence. But the FBI director contradicted that, telling lawmakers Antifa is more of a political ideology, so people believe in a cause, but they're not a specific organization. Still, Wray does say Antifa is a real thing, and the FBI is investigating violent anarchist extremists who identify with Antifa. Remember, Antifa stands for anti-fascist. People believe violence is justified for their cause, thinking as long as racist groups exist, brutality will too. Wray also discussed white supremacy, calling it a top FBI priority. Wray said in the last couple of years, the most deadly attacks on American soil have been carried out by white supremacists. One more note. The acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf was not there. He had also been subpoenaed to testify, but skipped it. A department spokesperson said Wolf was busy preparing for his upcoming confirmation hearing to be continued. Another woman is accusing President Trump of assault, and already the president is pushing back, saying it's not true. Amy Doris told The Guardian Trump forcibly kissed and groped her at the U.S. Open tennis tournament back in 1997. The Guardian says it also interviewed several people she confided in at the time it happened, and they all confirmed her version of the story. But a legal advisor to the Trump campaign says The Guardian should not have published that article, calling it malicious. She said the campaign is going to consider, quote, every legal means available to hold The Guardian accountable. You'll remember President Trump has been accused of assault before. During the 2016 campaign, more than a dozen women publicly alleged sexual misconduct by Trump. But President Trump has denied all of the allegations. And like they did back then, Trump's lawyers now say the timing is suspicious right before an election. When asked why she came forward now, Doris said she wanted to show her twin daughters, who are about to turn 13, that they should not let people do anything to them and get away with it. All right, we have an update about a possible deal between the Chinese owner of the app TikTok and an American company. Despite earlier reports that a deal would get approved, it seems a ban of the app could be on the way. The Commerce Department announced this morning it will ban U.S. business transactions with both Chinese-owned apps, TikTok and WeChat, as of this Sunday, meaning they would be removed from the app stores and you won't be able to download them. That said, today's announcement leaves the door open for a deal still to go through before that Sunday deadline. So CNBC reports perhaps this is President Trump's way of pushing for more of what he wants in a deal. Remember, President Trump has said he wants the U.S. arm of TikTok to be fully owned by a U.S. company because of concerns about national security. But so far, reports say the possible agreement would not include an outright sale. U.S. software giant Oracle, and now maybe even Walmart, would instead get a stake in the company and get to oversee technical operations in the U.S. So that might not be enough. To be clear, even if this possible ban happens on Sunday, you'll still be able to use the app if you already have TikTok downloaded, though you won't be able to update it. Again, this could all still change, so to be continued. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to our sponsor, SteadyMD. If you're like a lot of people, you don't go to the doctor that often, maybe only when you're sick or hurt, and that's kind of it. Well, now there's a practical way to take control of your health long-term and actually get the personalized care you deserve, all from the comfort of your own home. As in, you won't get some random doctor. Instead, SteadyMD is your personal doctor all online. You start by taking a quiz to get matched with a licensed primary care physician who understands your lifestyle and your health needs. Next, you have a full one-hour appointment with your doctor where you can start a real relationship. And after that, your doctor is available to you anytime by text, phone, or video chat. So when I went through the initial quiz, I liked that I was matched with a primary care physician who was certified in integrative medicine, since I like to know all of my care options and then make the best decision for me. But it's up to you what you want. Skip the waiting rooms and get unlimited access to your doctor from the comfort of your home for $99 a month. You can learn more and take the free quiz to see which doctor is a fit for you at steadymd.com/newsworthy. That's steadymd.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Jewish people around the world are getting ready to celebrate the high holidays. Rosh Hashanah, also known as the Jewish New Year, begins tonight. Normally, people would be spending time inside a synagogue or around family and friends, but like most things, traditions are changing in the age of coronavirus. The New York Times reports many synagogues worldwide are live streaming their services online. Other Rosh Hashanah customs include sounding the shofar, which is a ram's horn trumpet, and eating festive meals with symbolic foods. Facebook says it's taking more steps to fight misinformation, and now that includes not recommending any health groups on its platform. Apparently, Facebook found the groups spread misinformation more often than others, like making false claims about vaccinations or supporting COVID-19 conspiracy theories. Of course, a lot of health groups don't do that and have never had an issue, but Facebook says it's taking a broad approach. That said, people can still invite their friends to health groups and search for them specifically. It's a reality show with a very adventurous twist. Deadline reports an American production company wants to hold a TV competition that would send the winner to space. The show would be called Space Hero, and contestants from around the world will essentially train like astronauts. They'll apparently participate in physical challenges, as well as puzzles and problem-solving tasks. They'll also be put in emotionally challenging scenarios to see how they hold up in extreme pressure. The plan is to hold the final episode live and have a worldwide vote to decide who ultimately wins a ticket to the International Space Station. Deadline reports the trip to space would happen in 2023, and it would be aboard a SpaceX rocket. No word yet on when the competition would start if this comes to fruition. The 2020 Primetime Emmy Awards are happening this weekend. Jimmy Kimmel is set to host the event live from the Staples Center in Los Angeles on Sunday night. But because of the pandemic, there will not be an audience, and winners are accepting the awards from home. Still, the show is expected to be light and fun. The AP reports producers had custom Emmy pajamas made for the nominees, just in case they want to keep it extra casual. The HBO limited series Watchmen is up for 26 trophies, the most of any show. Other contenders include series like Schitt's Creek, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Succession, and Ozark. Big stars like Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, Issa Rae, and Don Cheadle are vying for acting trophies. The Emmys are slated for 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC Sunday night. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick reminder about the event Podcast Movement Virtual. If you have a podcast or are thinking of starting one, this event is for you. It's the world's largest annual conference for new and experienced podcasters alike, with 100 different sessions to choose from. This year will be my fourth year of attending sessions and helping to lead one. And because it's virtual this time, it's actually more affordable than ever. So join us. Sign up now at virtual.podcastmovement.com. Use the promo code September this month only to save 20% off. That's virtual.podcastmovement.com with the code September. Okay, so today's Feel Good Friday is about an 11-year-old boy who donated thousands of diapers to single moms. This summer, Cartier Carey opened up a lemonade stand with the goal of raising money to buy single moms diapers, wipes, and other supplies. ABC News reports within his first month, he made about $4,500. People also just started dropping off diapers at his lemonade stand as well. By the time school started for him, he ended up with 22,000 diapers, and they all went to parents in need. Now, even though he's back in school, his mission is not over. He and his mother started a nonprofit called Kids for Change to get other kids involved in the initiative. Cartier says his inspiration to give back comes from late basketball star Kobe Bryant, who he says makes him want to be great and work hard. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow in your podcast app. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.